you feeling, Pat?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a black eye.
You feel like you have a black eye?
Yeah. Like my allergies have been.
Oh, is that what it is?
Destroying it.
Or did you have a rough night?
And what?
Get fucked up.
You thought
I got beat
up?
Don't want to tell the people.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I clearly don't have a physical black eye. I just, I had like a hives around my eye, and it was like super itchy. I've just been, allergies have been whooping my ass.
Me too.
Because the weather's just been cold, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot.
You know.
Are traveling on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fun.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
It's been tough. And I just developed an allergy to my dog. My own dog.
Carson is a menace. In allergies. He's just walking dander.
Yes.
He's this big, but his body is this big because it's all dander. It's just a thick suit of dander.
Yeah, so I've had to actually like adjust how I deal with him. I figured it out now, but boy, did he kick my ass for a good month or so to where I actually had one of my friends watch him for a month so that my allergies could
really
like, calm down and I could
wow.
like get all the pet hair because he's a shedder. So I had to get everything. I mean, I vacuum my couch every day. Like, I make sure I open my back door pretty much a good amount of the day.
Real
like,
nigga dog owners just deal with it. You done sent your homie away.
I sent him. Yeah. And I had Damn. To, like, figure it out. I had to get the place prepared for me to be able to live with him.
Because I remember I called you once, and Carson was going crazy in the background, and I thought it was a much, much bigger dog. Because Carson, I feel like, is a werewolf. I think he turns into a bigger animal at certain times. I've never seen it before, but I feel
oh
like that's
God.
The case.
No, it's when he sees a squirrel.
A squirrel. Mm-hmm. What was that time, speaking of you being on the phone with you, me being on the phone with you, what was that time I just started mocking you on the phone? Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
You were like, what time do you want to shoot today? I was like, what time do you want to shoot today?
And yes.
And you were like, is
but
there
you weren't
an echo?
Doing it like that. You
no.
weren't doing it
okay,
like
let
that.
Me tell you what happened.
You sounded like
I don't know
a
why
ghoul,
I did this. I don't know why I did this. This was like, it was just in the middle of a conversation. Mm-hmm. It was just totally random. I started doing that. I was just like, and instead of you being like, what you normally do, like, shut up, you were like, shh, do you hear that?
Because
and I was
you,
like, do you hear that?
But
and
you
then
didn't
I was like,
say it
and then
like
I was like,
that.
Hear what?
You didn't say it like that. You
no,
sounded like me, but
I
a
was.
Male version.
I was going
of
like,
me.
Oh, do you hear that? And instead of you being like, shut up, you were like, hey, do you hear that? So I had to keep doing the echo imitation, but also responding to you. So you'd be like, do you hear that? I'd be like, do you hear that? And I'd be like, hear what? And you'd be like, it sounds like I have an echo. I made you think that there was a technical echo on your phone for like two minutes. And all
yes,
I was doing was going like this. And then I would start laughing. I would mute myself to laugh. And I was laughing so much, sometimes I'd miss the next thing you'd say.
Yeah.
It took you a minute.
So once I caught on, because I was like, you playing with me.
You didn't catch you know? Up until I started laughing. I was
I said, why are you playing? You keep playing. Stop playing with me. And then.
That was a great moment in
Yeah,
troll,
you did
in
a good job.
History.
You did a good job. But the reason, remember I told you the reason I caught on was because you were a little late with your echo
mm-hmm.
that last time.
And
because
I was laughing, I had to unmute and then catch up to the echo and then answer. I just, my timing got off. But it was, man, was it glorious.
Way to go.
So, our last Hootenanny, mm-hmm. our last episode, you mentioned a very, very intense thread, but we ran out of time. And it seems like a great time to bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
The thread I brought was, it's just a very cultural thread. It's about how long it takes for black people to say goodbye when
oh,
they're
shit.
Leaving a gathering.
Oh, yeah.
The thread
nice.
Is called Saying Bye at a Black Family Gathering is a 45-minute process.
Oh, it sure is. It takes me about 17 goodbyes to even get to the front of the door.
It gets awkward after
a minute. Then after the front of the door, there's people in the front yard.
Then people start coming in. Mm-hmm. People start who were just arriving. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a catastrophe.
Oh, and then don't mind the cousins that come with you to the car and stand at the car.
Oh, don't get me started on the people leaving with you. We'll get there. We will get there. But remind the good people at home what the violence that you were bringing.
Ladies, text the person you're sleeping with and say, why aren't we officially together? Screenshot their response to this tweet. So you know what?
Diabolical.
No. Yeah, because, I mean, it's like...
Y'all are at home making these challenges just to fuck up everybody else's...
I'm going to go first.
Of course.
Because this guy I was seeing made 7 figures.
Okay.
And we had been dealing with each other for years. And there was a challenge that went around that said, ladies, ask the person you're sleeping with for $100 and see what they say.
This was a separate.
Yes.
You see what said, women on Twitter are doing?
This is still ladies. Text the person you're. I mean. Let us live. Y'all be doing some janky shit and expect us to not ever say nothing about it. We are all living the same life.
Not
at this
if
point.
You guys told each other to say the original janky shit that we responded to. What'd he say? What'd he say to the $100?
So he told me no.
Why?
I don't know. Because once he said no, I was like, no.
How'd you ask?
I really didn't think. I said, can I have $100?
That was just out of nowhere text?
It was on the phone. Because we talked on the phone all the time.
And he just hit you with a no.
He hit me with no.
And then what?
And I was like, I let it go. I said, okay, cool.
And that was it?
That was it.
He didn't say why? He was just like, no?
But what it did was it put me in a mindset that, okay, I need to probably move on.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. If we're smashing for years... And I say, hey, babe, can I have $100? And you make seven. I said he makes 7 figures, right?
Doesn't not important.
It is extremely important because I could see if he didn't, if all he had was $100 and I was asking for $100.
Well, that would just being unreasonable.
But you make 7 figures and I asked you for $100. And mind you, I didn't need it because I had money.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is he said no to something.
Did you say what it was for?
No. And I didn't feel like I should have to.
I didn't feel like he should have to give it to you then.
Well, then he didn't. And guess what?
And so you dipped.
I didn't dip.
Give you $100 that you didn't want or
but
need.
I didn't. But it's just the principle of, damn, like, I can't even ask a nigga I'm fucking for $100. Like, it's. That's minuscule.
It's not a lot of money.
I can ask my friends for $100 and they'll give it to me.
It's like, not a lot of money, but you never said what it was for.
But he said no before I could. So if you say no, like just flat out no, the conversation's over. I'm done.
Interesting.
Like, especially because.
Well, here's the other thing. You said he makes 7 figures, right? He's a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel like that's the problem with communication. Like, people don't take the time to understand the other person's point of view. From his point of view, from your point of view, you might just be one person asking for a little bit amount. And honestly, I've seen this happen a million times. Not to say that you fall in this category, but I've seen this happen. It's just like, from this one point of view, I need this small amount of money, so this person has a bunch of it. I should have it. Mm-hmm. But from his point of view, like everybody has that group think. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a little bit, and he has it. Blah, blah, blah. So he has a vantage point of a bunch of people doing that, mm-hmm. and it might feel like some type of way from him, like he's being ringed out or and all that stuff, or taking
that
advantage
you're saying
of
all this. This is great.
No. I think it's important because, I feel like people in that position are either afraid if they say yes to one person, then that one person may keep coming back, Or if they say one yes to one person, it starts something across the board, and now it's just so, like, oh well, you gave her this, blah 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 blah, and it's I could see why.
Mm-mm. No, if you're smashing someone for years and you never ask for anything, and you ask for $100 and they tell you no before they even say like,
sometimes
I
can't you
do
can't
it.
Feed stray nope. cats.
No, nope. It ain't no stray cat. It ain't straight nowhere.
They'll come back with a whole group of cats.
Went nowhere. It was where it should have been all at right. the moment. He said no. Now, if I go a little deeper into the relationship, there was more to the relationship. I actually did things for him and did not ask for compensation. So I've used my money to help him with businesses and stuff like that. So I racked up $10,000.
Okay. You spent $10,000 on him.
I racked up $10,000 in debt for him because some shit happened with his business. We had the type of relationship that if I asked for $100, you should have said yes with no questions asked.
Well, yeah, if you
you know what
you,
I'm saying? If you
put $10,000 in, of course.
Maybe he doesn't value me in a certain way that I'm even worth giving $100 to, even though I do all this stuff for him. And so I said, okay, I'll move. I'll keep that in mind, you know, and I'll move on. And if I ever, like, if I ever tried to, like, when we argued, if I ever struck his ego, sometimes he would go to show me the safe. You know,
if we would ever stroke his ego in an argument.
No. If I ever challenged his ego in an argument.
Would flex money.
Mm-hmm. If we ever had an argument about business or money or something like that, and I said something.
Are niggas
that
flexing
he didn't like,
money on their own girl?
I've gotten flexed on a couple of times. I didn't have as much money as him, but I mean, I was good.
That's
but,
wild.
Yeah. It was tough. It was like
you gotta have no bullets left in the chamber if you pull out a stack against a girl that you already dealing with.
Yeah.
God damn. Okay. He failed the $100.
Well, I'm saying when we throw out like little stuff like this, it's because right. in the past, like dudes
I said,
that we've dealt with have.
Like I started with, women on Twitter are just throwing shit out there to make other relationships crumble and fall apart. That's toxic.
This does say this thread. Finna be chaotic as fuck.
Okay. So we were talking about the $100, but reiterate the text, the thread that you're actually
Ladies, text the person you're sleeping with and say, why aren't we officially together? And screenshot their response to this tweet.
Like, what are y'all sitting at home doing?
You really are feeling some type of way about
No, because it's just like, what is that? Text the person you with for $100. Text them, what are we? Like, women are really, probably a single woman sitting at home like, let me fuck all, just let me see the world burn.
I mean, this is helpful. Why not? What if there's some people that's confused about why they're not together?
So they got on Twitter and got and learned from at
this
some
may
bitch.
Have been the flag that they needed.
Exactly. See, hey, this is why, from our point of view, it just seems like y'all just sit at home and think of stuff to start shit with because y'all be on Twitter listening to each other.
Now, you just came from Twitter talking about women lying and shit like that.
As a response for what y'all were doing, I'm starting to peep it and I'm starting to combat it. And I'm sick of y'all. I'm sick of y'all on Twitter.
Pat over here got PTSD from somebody that asked you, why are we not together?
I'm just listening to this bullshit. Mine is over here, Sam Bly at a black family gathering.
Like you just wasn't violent last week.
What was I violent about?
About women lying. Last podcast.
Because I tweeted about, hey, men, let's get in on this.
Yeah,
tell me what they've
woman.
Said to you instead of them just bashing us all day.
I just love your response to this.
It's just, y'all are just starting
squirm,
shit.
Nigga, squirm.
Y'all are just starting shit.
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead and go into this debauchery of hood rat. Females trying to start shit.
Oh, shit. All right.
Sick of y'all out here.
Damn.
Look at you choking on all the lies and the toxicity. Choking on your own
Shut
toxicity.
The fuck up. Why aren't we officially together? Who is this?
See, that's what you get. That's what she gets. That's what the fuck she gets. Yeah, try to fuck around and find out. That's where.
Who is this?
See, and that's the problem. It wasn't her in the relationship. Like, oh, I'm confused. It's pretty clear. She just needed that toxic tweet to be like, you know what? Let me push the button. That nigga probably married.
Nope. And that's probably
who
why
is this? It's hilarious.
She needed to do that, because now she's like, oh, that's how you feel?
What are we? Why aren't we together? Who is this? What area code is this?
This one says, why aren't we officially together? Girl, you already know why. She said, I don't know anything. He said, laughing my ass off, your Sagittarius antics acting up. He sounds good. Guys, throw in a...
I was kind of concerned about the girl. Girl, you know why. Being a Sag. So that's the answer.
Right. At the time, you wanted something different outside of me. That's why we not together. Ooh.
Hmm?
Told them what they needed to hear.
What'd he say?
At the time, you wanted something different outside of me. That's why we not together.
At
so
what time?
Basically, I don't know.
Huh.
I guess maybe when he wanted more, she said, oh, at the time, you wanted something different outside of me. That's why we're not together.
He
and
said
that
it's too much.
Happened so much.
What?
Where you dealing with somebody and they want every other pussy.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want to commit to you because they want to deal with so many others. And then when you finally leave, then they realize like, oh, shit, I really did like her. And then, you know,
you mean
you
other
try
dicks,
to come back.
Not pussies.
No.
Don't try to gender swap. This he was the one who wanted her. She didn't want him. So she wanted other dicks. Yes. You keep trying to switch it into a man hating episode.
Oops.
Yeah. She wanted other peenies.
She
wanted other peni.
Damn.
And he wanted something. And now she want to be something. And he's like, who is this?
She don't even want to be nothing. She just doing it because of the tweet.
Just be starting fires.
But I was on track because I was saying that happens a lot. And I've been in that situation where a nigga wants something outside of me. While we dealing with each other, I let it go, get over it. And then they come back once they realize they wanted me.
That's just human nature.
But then my emotions are gone, and now you begging to marry me.
Yeah, well, looks like it was the woman begging this time. So let's just stay focused.
Oh, shit. Why aren't we officially together? Because I'm broke.
You can't say shit to that.
Somebody said, that's real. Can appreciate the honesty.
Hey.
That's some bullshit.
It is some bullshit because niggas know they be homeless trying to pull bitches up.
Hobosexuals.
Hobosexual. Fucking for my next pillowcase.
Okay. I'm saying. I feel like maybe I shouldn't even go into that. Maybe I will in a minute. Why aren't we officially together? What expired vodka are you drinking this evening?
Wow. Expired vodka? Alcohol be expired?
Because it's already bad because, you know, vodka do to you, so.
She could have said, are you drunk or are you off that vodka? Expired vodka?
One of the most violent alcohols there
Besides
are.
That's cognac.
You think cognac is more violent than vodka?
Hennessy?
No, Hennessy. Okay.
I ain't never seen somebody do the stuff they did off of Hennessy off of some just vodka.
Shit.
Some Tito's.
Vodka, tear your ass up.
Casamigos will tear your ass up.
That's tequila. Somebody said, why aren't we officially together? Are you trying to give both of us a headache?
Yes. That's my problem with all this. Y'all just...
You over here getting a headache right now.
I can't stand when people just start shit out of nowhere. You just be like, wait, what? What are you talking about? That should be pissing me off. Like, where did this come from? Twitter? Now I'm always asking you, were you just on Twitter?
Wow, that cannot be your response.
Did you just see a sad, lonely woman's tweet? Mm-mm,
that's why you got to do it in person.
That's even worse. How many times people are just, hey, can you come over? We need to talk. Just text me.
Just text you?
Text me
Hell
everything.
Hell no.
I hate it.
Text you is crazy. Oh, this is dumb. Why aren't we officially together? New phone, who this?
That wouldn't work.
Yeah.
It's like I text the same number, though.
She said, I need to get a PS5 for this man as a husband price. Why aren't we officially together? You haven't proposed. What you mean? Laughing my ass off. I have to propose? He said, I guess not. He said, probably because I haven't gotten my PS5. Remember bride price and that husband price? She said, okay, fair enough.
I like this guy.
Where's the bride price then? Are you going to kill a goat and give it to my father?
Humored his way out of it. It's the best way to deal with some bullshit. At least he tried to barter. All right, well, where's my PS5?
Why aren't we officially together? Because the hoes gonna get mad and you can't fight. The hoes gonna get mad?
The hoes can fight. Usually. Usually the hoes can fight. But, wow. That was more honest than I'm broke. What was her response to that?
Facts.
Facts?
She knows she dealing with an ain't shit ass nigga.
Well, not really, because he was, he accounted her safety. He was just like, I don't want you to get hurt.
I don't want to be with you because my bitches might beat your ass.
You don't want that. You don't want to put a woman in a harmful situation unbeknownst to her.
But that is not why they are not together.
So she wouldn't get hurt by the
fact
hoes.
That he has hoes, period. It's probably why they're not
together. If they're already violent and they're already fighty, then maybe he's already stuck in that situation and he's just looking out for her.
Captain save a nigga. Captain save a hoe ass nigga.
What's that?
You.
Well, I'm Captain save a nigga.
Yes.
I'm Captain defend a nigga.
You are over here.
Hey, why not? There's two sides to every story.
Oh, shit. One guy getting, why aren't we officially together, texts from four different girls.
What, did he put them all in a group chat and tell them all at once? Because of you guys. Because of each other. Now talk amongst each other.
Y'all are the reason why.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Why aren't we officially together?
My favorite one was who this.
Oh, man.
Who is this?
My favorite one is because the hoes going to get mad and you can't fight. Because that's the one I really believe. Outside of the you can't fight, I feel like a lot of guys don't get in relationships because of the hoes.
Because of the hoes?
Social media has made that way worse now. I feel like men,
worse than when? When they were just locally hoeing?
No, before social media, when you didn't have access to women across the world, women across the state, women across the nation.
It's like having a reel, you know? Like when a filmographer has a reel of all the projects and all the best things they've done. Mm-hmm. That's what people's social media is. They only post all the best stuff. So you basically have marketing for yourself. All the best stuff, all the fun pictures you've had. And that's just a whole menu.
But you could be dealing with somebody, I feel, that is, like, say, you know, you're dealing with somebody that's perfect for you. But you can't really see it because
of all the fog.
Of all
ho fog. must be a term. All the hope is a lot of hope fog. I can't see.
Hope fog? Bro, the whole mist.
It's a lot of fucking hope fog. I can't really see what's best for me.
They're in the mist. Have you seen that movie, The Mist?
The Mist.
The holes just come out the mist. Well.
Hey, guys.
So I think.
Be careful for that
hope fog. Boosie said that, though.
What?
That's the only thing that I agree with Boosie on what? About social media ruining relationships.
Yeah.
Is that.
I agree with a lot.
I don't Boosie remember what he said about why women, but I remember what he said about men.
Of course you did, because you just tune all that other stuff out, huh?
I didn't tune it out.
Oh, they making fun of men? Not men. No. All right, now I'm listening.
I just remember him saying that, and I think it's true. I've seen it.
Well, while your thread tries to start things and start fires and arguments.
Oh, Lord.
My thread is just a good old cultural group chat about things that we all share.
To be fair, my mind probably didn't start all of that. The women probably told them right after I saw it on Twitter.
But it was still probably like how you had the $100 thing. Like, oh, yeah, I was just testing it, but you failed.
That really fucked me up. This episode is brought to you by Dave. If you're living paycheck to paycheck or struggling to make ends meet, the holidays may be a really stressful time for you. But with Dave, you can get your money sooner and you can spend more time enjoying the holidays with your loved ones, not worrying about how much money you have to get through the week.
That's right. Dave is the banking app that could help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. With Dave, there's no interest, late fees, or credit checks. And that's more money to buy those last-minute gifts to catch up on bills without having to wait for your next paycheck. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hang-ups. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you.
That's right. Download Dave today at dave.com/thickthreads. That's dave.com/thickthreads. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve. Member FDIC.
All right, and happy holidays. All right. So for my thread, saying bye at a black family gathering is a 45-minute process.
Did it say 45 or longer?
45-minute process. It says, how many times do you have to say bye before you actually leave? The first tweet is, and if you take too long, the early goodbyes that you said lapse, and then you need to start again.
Yep.
So the first people that you say bye to, you probably have to.
Yeah, because don't let them find out you still here.
Well, how much time is that between the first bye and the lapse?
I think I would say 15 minutes.
If you get sucked into another conversation, then you probably have to like use that conversation as your base point and then say bye to everybody.
Because don't forget, you might have to use the restroom. As long as you're talking, you might have to go back inside and use the restroom before you leave. Don't let you say goodbye and then have to go back and use the restroom. Right. After a 15-minute conversation, after you said bye already. You're coming back in. Like,
because it's kind of awkward to walk past by somebody that you already said bye to and just be like, oh, I already said bye to you.
Glad you're still here. Oh, I thought you was gone. I'm glad you're still here. Hey, what, remember the time?
Oh, like you don't got. Yeah, that's the worst. Because like, I was just saying generally moving through black people is tough. Because even if they do let you say bye. But yeah, some people will also like be like, yeah, yeah, bye. But also, you know, like pushing past it. Then you got to deal with the people who just got to the function. Like, I feel like every black person has an escape plan if they can't stay that long, you know, because it's not as simple as just like getting in, making your rounds and then be like, oh, it's 4 o'clock. I got to go. Like, you have to literally have like a game plan. Boom, 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 boom. 3:30, say something. Do your byes. It's quite a lot.
I agree.
Another guy said, if you are lucky, because there will be uncles that have been sitting with you, and when you want to leave, they want to have a private conversation, which always includes money. That's really specific.
Why are uncles so trash? Uncles be trash. Uncles do the worst shit to everybody.
It's always like an uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, because after the second hug and kiss on the forehead from Granny, we need to be out the door. Mm-hmm. Second hug. Mm-hmm. Says it takes 3 hours to be able to go after saying goodbye to my father.
See? Now that, 3 hours sounds more like it. It's nighttime by the time you try to leave. If you're trying to leave in the day.
You're trying to leave a daytime party.
You are leaving it.
See, this is up my alley. That's why you just have to, that's why you just got to disappear. They will know MOS when you call to tell them you've arrived.
Your MO? Your MOs? Like modus operandi? Operandi? They'll know your MO. Like how you roll. Like how you just, don't worry about Junior. He just disappears.
I don't care what this guy meant. I just do like what he meant about gotta disappear because my Batman mm-hmm. escapes.
That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with he was probably trying to say it becomes your MO. Like, so then it becomes acceptable. But only one person can do that. Everybody can't just disappear, you know? But
then he said to call to tell him you've arrived instead of got home. So it was just a really bad tweet.
Yeah.
Says they'll even accompany you to the car for an extra 30-minute goodbye. That is crazy. My mom be hanging out the window. It's like a move. It's like, bye, walk to the car, talk, bye, open the door, stand by the door, talk, bye, get in, talk through the window,
mm-hmm.
bye, start the car, mm-hmm. talk, then bye. Then mm-hmm. that's when we leave. Mm-hmm.
I get all that, but she'll stand at the stairs and still continue. And I'm like, can you go inside? Like, it's dark now. I don't want you standing outside by yourself. Like, do you want such and such? I am pulling off, and you're asking me if I want a plate of ribs? Yes! Now I'm coming back.
Yes, I want
a
plate.
Start the process over. You got a sweet potato pie you didn't tell me about?
Offering food when you're in the car is wild.
It's wild, and it happens.
Well, also it says my mom in the, this is even crazy. My mom does the prayers for safety on the road. So you got to pack the car at 11 to drive off at 1 because she's cooked in the Tupperware for your food is on the counter. I'm going to head out 3 times and still be there.
Yep.
This is very, very, very true.
This is true.
Do you have leftover plate morals? Because I know people who will come in, be like, hey, and start packing up leftover plates to leave. And I think that's really fucked up.
I talk so much shit about them.
And then you do
horrible.
It?
That's horrible. No. I don't do that.
Because it's dipping in just for the cooking and then being.
I enjoy being around my family, having all the conversations. I don't usually be pressed to leave. But if I do have to stop at a family function and then go somewhere else,
right.
Like, that's when I'm like, y'all, I have to go.
Yeah,
like,
I don't dislike any family functions either.
But, you know, even if I've been there for a long time, but sometimes I'll be ready to go. I'm tired, you know. But my mom goes, take a nap here. And then it becomes, you said you were tired. I don't want you driving while you're tired. So stay here. I don't want to stay here. I want to go home.
It's cute, though. I like the little attempts.
Yeah. And she'll be like, I'll make your plate. She'll put it in a package and present it to me that is very, very nice. But I want to go home. I want to go home, and I want to put on nothing, maybe. You know, I might want to have a drink. I don't drink around my parents. So.
Hey, being naked and drinking beats out most things.
Yeah,
so.
Right? And so I just want to chill.
Definitely understood.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, get your game plan together for Christmas. Thanksgiving just passed. I didn't have that problem. It's just very straightforward. I just mm-hmm. just ate my food. I did take a to-go plate, but way later. By the way, your Thanksgiving food. I tried some of it. It was really fucking good. I would never do her this dirty, but it was low-key better than it's better than the chef food that I had. And she does that.
Right.
So, good shit.
I cooked for 12 hours on Thanksgiving.
What'd you make?
I made mac and cheese. I made dressing.
Fire.
I made Cajun rice. I made
different, but fire.
I had Cajun turkey.
Okay.
I had mashed potatoes.
Nice.
Chicken wings.
The pies.
Sweet potato pie. And I made a peach crumble, but I overcooked the peach crumble because I was focused on other stuff. So.
You overcooked it?
Yeah. The peach crumble.
Did I ever have any?
No.
No?
No. I didn't give any to anyone.
You threw it out?
Yeah. I tasted it. It was actually tasty, but it was overcooked. So.
It was just rough?
Yeah. It was kind of hard to get in. So I was like.
I mean, one for however many dishes that is.
Yeah.
It was V good.
It was very good.
It was V good. I'm not going to talk shit about your cooking anymore, which I only did to troll anyways.
I know, because every time I've cooked and you've had some of my cooking, you have definitely given
fire.
Me rave reviews.
But I feel like also, I don't know, I've probably had a meal that you've made, but not like a Thanksgiving meal. It's like
right.
The ultimate emperor.
Right.
Food of
ladies, this is what we prepare for.
Right. No. It's like that's like the
game
the,
time.
The food meal.
It's this. What is it? The Stanley Cup.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl. The
of cooking.
Mm-hmm.
So
the
just
championship.
Even the most fire meal on a random night in July wouldn't be compared to a Thanksgiving meal. So I'll stop trolling. I will stop trolling about your food. That's it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for that.
All right. Let's get into these thick-ass facts. I have one that has to do with the internet. And
okay.
It's actually pretty crazy because I feel like it's a marketing tactic that's used on us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What about yours?
Mine has to do with our DNA.
Okay. Well, why don't you go first since you went first in the thread?
Okay. All human embryos begin life as females.
Oh, I did hear this. Crazy. I used to have a vagina.
How do you feel about hearing that?
Oh, is that the end of the facts?
Yeah, that was
so why
it.
Is that just because of the something to do with the X and Y chromosome? We get the Y one later.
I'll tell you right now.
So you guys are base level human, but we're like the better. We're like an upgrade.
Do y'all hear that? Say that again. So talk to the ladies.
So ladies, seems like you guys are the default factory level base human. Which is good. That means you guys are the...
Oh, there he goes. You see, when
base.
I tell him to talk to y'all, then it like
nothing's
shifts a little.
I'm saying the same thing.
Mm-mm, no,
you asked me to add more details.
Go ahead.
You guys are the base. You add a little chemical X, as the professor would. You got a brand new upgraded... Boom.
Why does it have to be upgraded?
Man.
Why wouldn't it just be different? Why does it need to be upgraded?
Because there was a whole chromosome that
it's
was added.
It's just different. Yeah, it's just different.
And then we became man, and we're at, and dicks
wow.
grew, and we were like, yeah, strong men
with egos.
We're like upgrade. We're like sensitive. Upgraded women.
Geneticists have discovered that all human embryos start life as females, as do all embryos of mammals. About the second,
even
of,
snakes.
Mm-hmm, about the second month. Wow. Really?
All snakes start as female, huh?
And then they upgrade to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then what does that make that kind of snake?
Super snake.
Ew. About the second month of fetal tests, elaborate enough androgens to offset the maternal estrogens and maleness develops.
Androgens? I didn't know that was a word.
Androgen.
Just estrogen, androgen, and what? Tredrogen?
Testosterone?
Tredrogen.
What is that?
That's the third one.
Tredrogen?
Androgen.
Estrogen.
Tredrogen.
Tredrogen?
Mm-hmm.
It's like treachery?
That's got the dick and balls in it that's added to us.
Oh, like treacherous.
It's like DLC. Capital D.
What is wrong with you?
It's not hard to believe that we're a little upgrade, a little
you
bonus.
Not upgraded. Boop, boop, boop. No.
It's like adding a Super Mario mushroom to a little fetus.
Nope.
Okay. Don't, so we all start as agree. Bitches. No. Everybody starts as bitches. Let's go.
You're dumb, bro. You're dumb as fuck.
All right. Let's go to my soupy. I've tried to say super.
Let's go to upgrade,
my soupy.
Come on, upgrade.
My soupy logical fact. This is a psychological. This is called Cunningham's Law.
Okay.
According to Cunningham's Law, the best way to get the right answer on the internet is not to ask a question, it's to post the wrong answer. Isn't that just a... So let's think about that.
All right.
That plays on... First of all, the internet is just a crazy place full of hoodlums.
Mm-hmm.
That means that in human psychology, if you were to ask me something, I were way more likely to scroll past it like, I'm not helping her. But if you were to definitively
okay, upgrade. Uh-huh.
Say the sky is blue... People are such assholes that they'll correct you to get the answer as opposed to just straight up answering
well,
you. They'll be like, actually, it's blue.
Well, did you see that? I think it's a meme. I think it's Albert Einstein meme.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Probably wasn't really him that said this because it's a meme. And we know memes
they just
can
be
wrong.
Pictures.
But it had said something like he had did all of these mathematical equations correctly. And then at the end... He made a mistake, and everyone laughed and pointed and said something about this mistake, but nobody said anything about the fact
right.
that he did all of this shit right first.
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as he did something wrong, everybody was like,
People are looking for faults in others because to make them feel better. They're waiting for it. And unfortunately, I feel like it's for some weird reason, it feels better to laugh at people than to praise them.
Damn, you're horrible.
No, I'm saying that based off of humans, not how I feel.
Yeah.
Just look at how it is. Like, there are so many people who are like, they'll damn near brace themselves and be like, okay, I'm going to say something nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to start doing this.
And that's just
but the other shit just be flying out.
See, and, you know, I've been guilty of this myself sometimes where, you know, I'll post a picture. And I'll go and scroll the comments, and I see, hey,
nice,
beautiful,
nice,
hey,
nice,
sexy,
nice,
hey,
nice,
sexy.
Nice,
you know, you're the most amazing goddess, princess, queen.
But then one,
and then
you
one
ugly
says,
bitch.
Yeah, you a fat ass
like,
bitch. Like,
I remember I told you that once.
You
like,
did tell me that once, but I had to let you know, like, sometimes, like, but in that case, I had already responded to a bunch of positive ones. And then that one, I was just, and for me, specifically, when I see a negative comment, most of the time I scroll past it, or sometimes if it has likes on it, if it's a negative comment and it has likes on it, I'll go look at the likes, who liked
oh,
it,
come on.
And I block them. Yeah. Because it's them the worst. But what I respond to a lot of times is if it comes from a black woman. If it comes from a black woman and she's telling me I need to have a breast reduction, or, you know, if she's telling me like, well, that's why if I respond is because I cared in that moment what was said to me, because I am human. I am not a robot.
Right.
So as much as I can ignore, there's just some times where I'm like, girl, like, you're supposed to be my sis.
No,
like, why
I
are you coming at me like
you.
This? Like, don't body shame me.
But I also think that dims you,
know? You
a little bit.
I don't think it does. I think it shows that you're human. And it's okay to show that you're human, even on the internet.
But at the same time, like, when you're on stage for everybody. And that's, that means we think entertainment is just like, wow, I really like this. When the entertainment is just the wow, it can be wow, I really like this, or wow, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what you're talking about is something that I don't care if an influencer is just like, I don't care about anything. Nothing gets to me, you know? That's all lies.
Right.
I think the most honest version of that is, like, that you can learn to not accept it the same way. Because I feel like how you think is a muscle, too. Mm-hmm. And there was a point in time where I was just like, I would look at my comments and I was just like, wow, I'm only responding to the negative ones, you know? And then it's just like then it becomes like a culture. Like, the negativity in here is responded to and accepted, and all these people who are saying positive stuff don't get anything. So then the culture shifts, and now it's like, all right, well, if he's not responding to the positive stuff, then maybe just going to put stuff in the negative stuff. Right. So
they'll say after you respond and say something, they'll say, oh shit, I didn't think you was going to respond. My bad.
Right.
Like,
so now it's just like you kind of dimmed yourself by lowering yourself to them. What would be the best case scenario is just like them being like, dang, I was really mean. You're right. I feel bad now. Even that is just like, man, I didn't want to do that either. So, I mean, I think it's just about giving attention, the positive attention to the ones who give positive attention to you.
And I do that. And there's a lot of that. But I'm better at it now than I was when I was first like building my brand. And then there's stuff that they'll say about you that you can't respond to. So there's websites that will have forums talking about you. And you could sign up on the forum, but who wants to do all that?
Right. But if you train yourself on your own page, that other stuff affects you less and less. Like, I don't even really, like, I feel like negative comments don't even really affect me the same way that they used to.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it is a part of the game we chose.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I wanted to say a little something before we end.
Oh, okay. That's what I was about to end.
I know. I just saw a post and I could identify with it often. So I wanted to share it.
Okay.
Signs that you're burnt out and not lazy. Because sometimes those two can be, you just don't feel like doing anything, but you're not realizing that you're overwhelmed, you're burnt out. You might mistake it as like, why am I being lazy? But in essence, like, you've worked really hard and you feel disconnected from everything. You don't feel like yourself anymore, and you feel in a way distanced from everyone, including yourself. You feel like you're watching life from outside of yourself.
Is this lazy or burnt out?
These are all signs that you're burnt out but not lazy.
Okay.
So
I've been there.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. 2, you used to feel motivated. It's highly likely that if you've recently become exhausted, drained, and unmotivated, that you're suffering from a burnout. 3, you used to feel passionate. You used to have something that you were passionate and interested in, or something that you liked a lot, and now you're not feeling motivated anymore to do it. It could be a hobby, a sport, a job.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. 4, you've been feeling moody and irritable. If you have been feeling moody, frustrated, or having emotional breakouts, especially when you typically never do, it's a huge sign that you're feeling burned out.
Hmm. You know, Kanye said he was exhausted too, and it was misdiagnosed. All right, keep going.
I hope he got my facial expression. Probably didn't, because I didn't say anything, but... Kanye is a whole beast.
Could be exhausted.
He could be. He could be burnt the fuck out and much more.
Fried.
Mm-hmm. 5, you've been neglecting your self-care. You haven't done the usual self-care that you used to do. Your eating and sleeping patterns have changed. You may have been spending more time than usual alone, and you feel less inclined to do things. Even little things seem like a lot.
Okay.
6, these changes seem to happen gradually. Having a burnout can happen in stages, losing interest and motivation, feeling detached, neglecting yourself. Burnouts happen gradually. They don't just happen overnight. So, if you're experiencing a burnout, maybe hopefully hearing this will let you know, because I think sometimes just calling yourself lazy can actually make you feel. Lazy. And yeah.
Be like,
and,
I'm lazy, so I might as well just
like,
do this.
Fuck it. And people, I've seen like comments where people will rave about being lazy, you know? And I just think it's crazy. Like, I'm too lazy to read this whole post, or I'm too lazy to do this, this, and that. Mm. I suffered from a burnout. Like, oh my God. I was burned out for like 6 months where I didn't want to do a post. I didn't want to do a photo shoot. I didn't want to do anything. And I was just like, this was last year. Last year. And for 6 months, I did the bare minimum of what I could do, because I've been doing like my social media platform. I've been doing this for like, what, over 5 years. And there's not really breaks because you're constantly like trying to create content. And so having a break was not really something that was on my list of things to do, because I was always trying to figure out like, how can I entertain more? How can I, what's next? Mm-hmm. You know, starting certain businesses, failed businesses, you know, businesses that never took off, trying to keep up with this, and this. Yeah. Each site, you know, I just found myself like not wanting to do anything. I had an assistant and everything, and she didn't really have much to do. Like, at some point in time, because I was burned out. But then I don't remember what happened, and it kind of kicked me into gear. I think I started seeing my money look a little funny. And it kicked me into gear because I got comfortable. It was like, okay, I'm not doing too much right now, and I'm comfortable.
So, I mean, were you comfortable or were you burnt out?
I think they kind of, when I say comfortable, like I'm meaning too comfortable with not doing shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so it started with burnout because I'm doing all these businesses and doing everything. And then you fall into, and then it's like, okay, nah, I got to get back on my shit. And I was able to like be motivated and inspired by people around me, my friends, other content creators, people on social media. Like, I got inspired back to you know, get it back going. But I think if I would have called myself lazy and accepted that, I would have stayed in that.
That's
fair. And sometimes
it's good advice. Stop calling yourself lazy.
Yeah, like
it doesn't feel like an insult, because we'd just be like, "Oh, I'm so lazy."
Mm-hmm. But the more you say it, I feel like the more you manifest it in yourself, and so that self manifestation is real. So if you're feeling like that, you know, hopefully you can find something to motivate you to get you back going. But sometimes feeling burnt out means that you need to just really take some time to maybe get away, you know, focus on one thing.
Staycations.
Focus on one thing that really makes you happy. Indulge in it. And then just see, you know, where things go from there. Hopefully that'll kick you out of that. Because laziness can sometimes like mimic depression, you know, and some.
Yeah, a lot of times it does seem like, I just want to do anything. I want to go outside today.
Mm-hmm. And you might be just like, oh, I'm just lazy. But really, you have, you know, symptoms of depression and you want to seek help or something like that. But if you're just telling yourself you're lazy, you're not going to seek help. You know, so that's just my little helpful thing of today. Hopefully that helps someone. If not, maybe it will in the future.
If not, this will
be up. This will be up in the cloud.
I like that. I mean, I feel like I had some, definitely had some burnout moments this year.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably the year I released the least amount of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, in since I started, so it definitely disguises itself as laziness a lot of the times. But I feel like everything works on momentum, you know? That was probably the biggest thing that I learned this year was about momentum, and it's like how you know, I think we were talking about this at one point too. When I was really researching it, and you said something that was kind of cool, like that I hadn't been thinking of, is that momentum works good, which I mostly focus on, but it works with bad, you know, like you can have something bad happen in the morning and the first thought is like, oh, today's a shitty day. And then that whole thing turns into the whole day becoming worse and worse and worse.
Right.
Instead of blocking that out. But what I try to focus on is like positive momentum. So I'm the type of person who, even if it's something that I love doing it, it's just the starting that I have an issue with. Oh. So it could be.
So you get up on the wrong side of the bed in the morning.
No. Not starting the day. I do start the day rough sometimes, but I'm not a morning person. But I'm just saying, like, starting a thing. And it could be anything. It can be shooting. It can be streaming on Twitch. Mm-hmm. It can be music. It can just be working out. Just something that's like, oh, I don't feel like doing it. But then when you start doing it, you're like, oh, this is the most fun.
Yeah.
It's just that starting that's rough for me. So I don't know. Going to the gym definitely helps with that mentality because it's just like a muscle. You can kind of like grow it. And now it's just like, oh, I'm stronger at starting stuff or stronger at reversing my laziness every single day.
Definitely got to bring in that positive energy to you. 'Cause when we were having that conversation, I was basically saying it's almost like a rabbit hole of negativity. If you get up in the morning and you find out something, you know, something bad happened, and then it's like, okay, well, if you stay stuck in that, then a lot of times we and it might not even be that bad of a thing that happened, but the way you interpret it,
right,
can. It will seem bad to you. Like, it's basically the glass half empty or half full. And when you're already in that negative mindset coming into, when you see that glass, it's always going to be half empty, you know? So if you are able to like change your mindset about certain things, like I was telling you, like my car got repoed once. My car got repoed in the morning and I was just like, ah, shit. Like, okay, what am I gonna do now? And then I just start thinking of like, of strategies to get it back. Like, okay, solutions. How am I gonna get it back? I didn't fret about it. I didn't have money at the time either.
Right.
But, and I was willing to let it go. I was willing to let it go, too.
That's strong. You know? I'm the exact opposite. I have one little thing like that, I'd be like, ah, today sucks.
Yeah. But later on in the day, I got a call from them. And they was like, well, if you want it back, you'd have to pay this. And it was like 80% less than what I owed on it. Wow. And I was like, huh. Okay, they just wanted something, I guess.
Hilarious.
And I was like, all right, well,
just so give me
I ended up paying it off and got the fucking pink slip for 80% less than what I was paying on it before it got repelled. Now, I'm not telling y'all to do that.
Damn.
You know, don't do that because I feel like, you know, but like I said, I didn't harbor that like negativity that.
Damn, Repo usually... Joe. I'm going to call you Repo Joe.
Repo P.
Repo Joe. Come get it back in blood.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you should have told them. Get this shit back in blood, nigga.
But, yeah, so, yeah.
Well, that was cool. That was a cool little, I don't know if we would consider that a safety thread. We usually be doing safety threads at home, but health.
Well, it could.
Mental health thread. Mm-hmm. Health, mental safety.
Yeah, just a little mental health check-in.
A little bonus activity.
Why about you was about to say mental health boner?
All right, well, we will see you guys next week. I've been your co-host, Patrick Cloud.
And I'm Persephone.
What? What the hell are you be talking about? All right, guys, we'll see you.